There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. All right, we have been doing our top 25 in 25. If you missed that, go back to 4:30 on the Odyssey app. Hit the rewind there. Bang, it's there for you. Moments 4 and 3. We get moments 2 and 1 tomorrow. But I've thought a lot about this list, and today on my train ride in, I just started laughing at myself thinking about the year in sports, and I said, you know, I've heard a bunch of these moments on the list, and maybe one of these ends up as one or two, but I want to give you what I think are the 5 funniest New York sports stories of the year we may have forgotten about.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
The Giants went undefeated in the preseason and were like the NFL buzz talk in August.
I do remember that, and I mocked the crap out of you. I tried to calm you down and say, dude, it's the preseason. When are you going to learn from this? In fact, that does give me an idea to find the audio of that. Of me lecturing you, Tommy, and Tiki about how great the Giants looked in the preseason. But I appreciate that you brought it up as a reminder that the preseason means nothing.
All right, here we go.
Number 4.
Juan Soto stopped doing the shuffle, and we couldn't stop talking about it on this station.
That was an underrated story around here. And early on in April, like, he had his moments, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
But the real story was, why isn't he shuffling?
Yeah.
And it became a theory every day on why.
Yeah, too funny. All right, here we go.
Number 3.
Day after the MLB trade deadline, the Yankees pitched all 3 of their bullpen arms they added in Miami hours after they took overnight flights, and all 3 imploded in a terrible loss.
That was incredible.
What a night that was.
That was some freaking night for the New York Yankees.
All right, here we go.
Number 2.
In the first week of training camp in the NFL, Justin Fields got carted off the field, and we all declared the Jets season over.
Yeah, we panicked over it. I was so nervous. Meanwhile,
in hindsight, it might have been a good thing.
It would have been the biggest who biggie of the season.
Yes.
Or no biggie of the season.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Number 1.
And it's Jack Hughes cutting his hand at a steakhouse at a dinner for Frank the Tank.
Yeah, that is still crazy.
It's the best. Maybe that's number 1 tomorrow for real, but it is still an unbelievable story.
And what is the timetable on Jack to come back?
It was 8 weeks at the time. So I don't, how many weeks has it been?
That's crazy.
Oh, it is a biggie!
I mean, that is just unbelievable. He was at a Frank the Tank birthday dinner and accidentally cut his hand while cutting steak.
It's an onion story. It was real.
I know. I know. I still kind of like wonder if it, is that really what happened? But I guess it did. No, those are good. Those are five underratedly funny stories from the year that was.
Okay.
Good job. Starting on January 5th, we're moving to middays, and so it's not the Cinco de Fivo anymore, and we've decided to name it Cinco de Luncho. And we have been auditioning new theme songs, jingles for Cinco de Luncho, and we've got two more for you today.
Okay.
Are you ready to hear them?
I'm very ready.
No particular order, Connor. Here is candidate number one.
Five hot takes served on a roll. Shamarash feed in the sports fan soul. No fork, no knife, just rankings to go. It's Cinco de Luncho.
It's Cinco de Luncho.
That's a hit.
You like that one?
I like that one a lot. Wow. I know I started off cold because I don't love calling them hot takes, but you tied a lot of lunch innuendo there, and it was punchy, and I like the backup chorus coming in at the end. Ends with a good punch.
All right, let's flag that one as a possibility.
I seriously like that one.
Okay. Okay. We may have multiple opens. Who knows? Huh. Here is your second candidate of the day.
Five hot takes served on a roll. Shamarash
Wait, that's
the
same
sports
one.
Fan soul. No fork, no knife, just rankings to go.
We definitely heard it.
That's the same one. Did you like it that much? We got to hear it again. That is pretty good, though.
That is good.
5 days, you gotta know.
Was that the bit, though? Were you playing the same one? Because you were really
going to
push that one?
But listen, I may have made a mistake and only sent you one. If I did, let me know. I could always play it through my phone. Do you have another one or no? They're looking.
This is a rough spot for Connor. It's been so good for
Connor. It's not a rough spot for Connor. The guy's had such a run.
Well, the second one was 1 second longer, so it is a little bit different.
Now, let me hear it. If not, I'll play it through my phone.
I don't think it actually is different. I think it just the bed is, goes on for one extra second.
I got you then. I'm going to play it through
We're
my
looking
phone.
For it. We have it somewhere, I'm sure.
Are you sure? Because I can play it through my phone right now. You ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Hold on. Do you like that one?
Very Green Day-esque.
It was very Green Day. It's like a band from the mid-90s.
Yeah. It sounds like the Madden 2000 soundtrack. I like the first one.
Though. Okay. We'll flag it, and we will make a final decision in the next couple of days. We got a few more shows that we'll be able to do, but yes, starting on January 5th, we'll be on at 10 a.m., and so it's the Cinco de Luncho, with the goal being right around 12:30 every day. Give or take.
Yeah, because we tell you when to eat lunch. Yeah, that's going to be the theme of the show.
Sometimes I have an appetite to eat very early.
Sure.
Sometimes the appetite is to eat very late. Sometimes that'll be impacted on if there's a Yankee game or not.
Absolutely.
And whatever else is going on. We'll get to the Knicks stuff in a few minutes. They have made a decision that is going to piss off a lot of people. But before we get there, let's take some of your calls. 888-808-1019. John is in Rockaway. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just wanted to offer congratulations on the new show.
Thank you.
Excited to hear you guys in the new slot.
Yes.
I just wanted to comment on something Sean said 2 days ago that has been just eating me alive.
Sure. Did you First eat it for off, Cinco de Luncho?
Formal application as the hockey analyst, because Sean clearly can't comprehend that Brodeur doesn't even belong in the same conversation as Lundqvist.
I'd lean that way, too.
Brodeur is in the tier with Dominik Hasek and Patrick Waugh. Dominik Hasek wins you one game. Patrick Waugh wins you the series. Brodeur is your season-long guy. Lundqvist should be a fair comparison to Carey Price. And
what?
To think that Lundqvist is better than Brodeur. Okay, Carey Price and Henrik Lundqvist, right? Neither of them won a cup. Both of them carried their teams. Both have one Vezina.
Yeah, John, I'm sorry. You got to get lost.
You're cutting him off?
Yeah, I mean, Dominik Hasek didn't win a cup either. Henrik Lundqvist was better than Dominik Hasek, too. But that, look, by the way, that's fun. You're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine. You're just wrong.
Very interesting breaking news that is not going to feel significant. It very well could be. So
okay.
It's audio that we definitely need to save. The international signing period for young kids from the Dominican and Venezuela who are not subject to the draft. It opens on January 15th, so you hear a lot of players, a lot of young prospects commit to teams
okay.
and sign with teams. The number two prospect in this international pool is a kid by the name of Wandy Asagen, and I could be pronouncing his name wrong.
Okay,
he had committed to signing with the New York Yankees, a pretty good little signing by Brian Cashman. News has just emerged that he's changed his mind.
What is this, the transfer portal?
He is opting out of signing with the New York Yankees and instead signing with the New York Mets.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. One of the top prospects in all of baseball internationally has decided against the Yankees.
How does that happen?
And signed with the Mets. Now, here's the funny part. On December 18th, 2025, it's a huge, no biggie kind of moment. But there's a really good chance that if we play this audio 5 years from now, this may be really big.
I don't understand how this is allowed.
What do you mean?
He agreed with the Yankees. What's he doing?
He's changed his mind.
This is like an Anthony Barr?
It could be an Anthony Barr. Anthony Barr, of course, signed with the Jets and then changed his mind, realizing I don't want to play for that crappy franchise,
went
back to the Minnesota Vikings.
Who's got this?
This is Francis Romero, who covers this. Yeah. Dominican shortstop prospect Wandy Asigian, and again, I could be pronouncing his name wrong, has opted out of his contract with the Yankees and has agreed to sign with the New York Mets for $3.8 million when the international signing period opens on January 15th. So big news in the prospect market. So for all the mocking of Devin Williams and Luke Weaver, is a big one.
Is it, or is it more Yankee trash?
It could be a big one. It could be. I mean, he's a prospect, right? So, like, who knows? I'd be the first to admit that. That's why I preface it with could be a big deal.
Maybe he's found out, you know what? The end is near for Francisco Lindor with the Mets, and he's got a quicker road to the major leagues.
Sure. I mean, he's probably 16, so...
Well, 2 years away.
2 years away. So we'll keep this. I'm going to keep this audio just in case. If the guy becomes a big prospect or a big deal, what's your reaction to this? Are you worried that, to quote Tommy, big brother's in town?
I don't feel like I have the proper context to give a reaction to this because I need to understand how this works and how he's able to...
He changed his mind. He just doesn't want to sign with the Yankees anymore. He's signing with the Mets.
So, but you're using the word opts out like he had a clause.
That's how it was phrased. No, So January 15th, the period begins. So I guess these kids are like deciding, I'm going to sign with this team. I'm going to sign with that team. And they obviously have a right to change their mind.
Honestly, maybe this is just the Juan Soto effect.
Maybe he's Dominican.
Like,
maybe he looks up to Juan Soto.
Yeah, he could. That's the only thing I could come to grasp with. Because otherwise, I don't know at 16 how you're making that decision.
Maybe the Luke Weaver thing changed his mind.
I highly doubt it.
I'm kidding around. Let's go to Chris in Staten Island. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How's it going?
Good.
My buddy Dave is the one that ripped Loogie and Moraes apart before on the tweet.
Well, I mean, I think he's right. I mean, Loogie and Moraes are being very insensitive to sanitation workers.
No, he's not right, because he's half right.
Can you let Chris speak? Called in.
No, no, no. He's half right.
Why are you cutting him off?
Chris, you need to tell your buddy that was Sean.
No,
that wasn't me.
I know. I tried to let him know. He lumped you in. I get lumped in. I'm a cop. I get it.
Well, no. Lump me in. Do you realize what you lump me into now?
Chris,
now it looks like I don't care about the blue-collar worker. I don't care about sanitation workers. I don't want to be lumped into all the idiotic stuff that Sean says. Lump me out of it. He lumped me in. Lump me out.
Listen, I'd like to make a peace offering for you guys. Me and Dave, we've been knowing each other for a while now. You got to listen. He's a Cowboys fan, so you have to take it with a little grain of salt.
Then he don't deserve a tip.
Well, I just keep hearing how Tommy doesn't want to be lumped in. If you don't want to be lumped in, maybe I should lump you out of any kind of ratings bonuses, too.
I want to be lumped into. What I want to be lumped out of is the fact that, because I think this is what happens here, Sean. You and I are attached at the hip, and even if people don't think I said it, even if they think you said it, they lump us together as one. They think we're the same person.
Tommy, all I know is this. At the end result, I know Evan tips his garbage men. I know me in my house, we tip our garbage men. I know you don't.
I don't have one, first of all. And second of all, I never called anybody a button pusher that works in sanitation. That was you. No timeout. You're out of timeouts.
No.
You use your 60. No. You use your 30. You're out of timeouts. That's a technical.
All the sanitation workers out there, just understand that of the three big people here,
no.
Two of us tip our garbage men, one don't. And that's Tommy Lugar. And that's a fact that you cannot argue.
I don't have one to tip.
Rookie.
And you were the one that went on this big rant that you shouldn't tip them. And then your wife had to save your ass because you've embarrassed her on the radio. Yes,
Tommy, you may not have garbage men, but you live in an apartment building, right?
Yes.
Do you tip everyone in the apartment building? Like every single person who works there?
Yeah. The handyman?
I would imagine we do.
I would imagine we do.
Well, my wife would take care of that, so I would imagine that she would do that.
Boy.
I certainly wouldn't scoff at it if we did. That's, I think, the point. Sean had no idea that his wife tips the sanitation, but if it was up to you, you wouldn't.
What do you guys do at home? Like, what? You don't tip, you don't, what do you do? Do you just walk back in, like Al Bundy, stick your hand in your pants and say, I'm home?
What does that mean?
Like,
you think everybody's home life is just tipping people?
Well, that's one aspect of responsibilities. It doesn't seem like you have any responsibilities.
I have a lot of fun at home.
Does Tommy have any responsibilities at home?
I don't know. I assume he fornicates.
Why am I sticking my hand down my pants?
Well, that's what Al Bundy did when he went home.
Oh, I see. No, I have plenty of responsibilities. I just don't know if we tip the super.
Can you name one of them?
Take the garbage out.
Oh, you do take the garbage out.
And I don't tip myself. I don't look for a tip either.
You do the laundry?
At times. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I'm not going to say I'm 100% for that. Oh, I make the
Loogie.
Bed. I make the bed. How about that?
You because, do make the bed.
Because you're in it till 11 a.m.
Damn, you're right.
I always felt, I said this to my wife, this is one thing we argue about. I think making the bed is a waste of time. Because all we're going to do is mess up the bed. Like, why are we making it to then just immediately mess it up? And no one's coming into our bedroom but us. So we're literally just making it for ourselves.
I used to have that take. I disagree now as I've gotten older.
Why?
It starts the day with some, you know, I don't know, professionalism.
Here's the issue. And I'm going to run into this issue with my new hours. I don't have it right now. My wife, and I love her, is very particular about the way the bed is unmade. And it bothers me because I have no idea how to do it, as much as I've listened.
Yeah.
So luckily, when I get home at night, the bed's already unmade, no biggie. Not a problem. But in my new life, I'm going to have to unmake the bed, and it drives me nuts to the point where, why are we even making it?
Wait.
If we're so particular about how we unmake it.
So I thought you were going to say she's particular about how you make the bed.
No, my wife, unmake it.
What does that mean? You pull down the cover, you get in bed.
No, I screwed up, apparently.
What does that mean?
He's right. I get my wife to, you know, critiques my ability to. So apparently the buttons have to be near the top. Sometimes I'll just do it like backwards or upside down. The blanket.
Buttons?
The buttons on the comforter or the blanket need to be at the top near the pillows. This is according to her.
But that's making the bed.
Yeah.
I'm talking about unmaking
the bed.
Yeah, but same thing. Like you have
what?
To...
You just pull the cover down, you get in bed.
Nah, not the way it works. I get yelled at.
There's a way you do it.
I understand you get yelled at. What does that mean, unmake it?
I haven't really figured it out. I guess I'm going to have to start figuring that out on January
5th. By the way, Evan, before you go to a call, we have a major issue here.
Go ahead.
Sean Marash wants to be Mr. Hockey on this radio station. We just had a caller previously that said that Dominic Hasek should be in the same conversation as Henrik Lundqvist.
And I said he didn't win a cup.
He's won 2 Stanley Cups.
Dominic, how do you get that wrong?
2 Stanley Cups, not just one.
He also did that recently with Marty Brodeur about gold medals, and he's won gold medals.
The Dominator, Dominic Hasek, one of the best goalies of all time, has won 2 Stanley Cups.
I like to see if I get one past the goalie on you guys to make an argument.
No, you had no idea.
Did he win 2 with the Red Wings?
Red Wings.
Backup.
No. One as a backup, one as a starter.
Okay. Because he didn't win with Buffalo.
I honestly forgot he won one as a starter. I knew he won as a backup. That's why.
By the way, me not knowing, like I admit it. Yeah. Because my gut is I think of Buffalo and I think a little bit of Detroit.
Exactly.
But Detroit's won, so it makes sense. But you're the hockey guy.
Because he didn't really win.
It's like me getting a baseball thing wrong. It's like, no, that can't happen.
His name's on the cup, but he won
as a starter and as a backup. So the backup one I'll give you.
Yeah, you sure that wasn't Chris Osgood?
But he was the starter.
I'm looking at his numbers in 2022. At 2002, at 37 years old, Detroit, he started 23 postseason games, went 16-7, had a 1.86 goals against average, had 6 shutouts in that postseason run, and the Detroit Red Wings defeated the Carolina Hurricanes in the Stanley Cup Final. That's him, bro.
Yeah, I forgot. All right.
Oh, bad job out of you.
Doesn't matter. Lundqvist was still better.
That's why the hockey guy at WFAN is not you.
Young hockey guy.
Chris in Manhattan. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys, first off, happy new and healthy new year to all you guys and your families.
Thanks. Appreciate it. You too, man.
Evan, I have a Mets observation, but just quickly on the tipping. And Tommy, you need to know this. I've lived in those kinds of, tall Manhattan buildings with tons of staff. You got to take care of those people. You go in and out every day.
It's true.
And if you don't go big, stay home because you're going to see them all the time. So make sure you take care of those guys because you can't really avoid them. Anyway.
This is crazy how many people need tips at this time of year. It's enough.
Yeah, I know. Well,
the way it is. Want to keep everybody happy? Tip them.
Evan, when you went on the list, you know, and I'm surprised the Mets collapse or whatever you want to call it wasn't one, but it took me back. So what do I do as a traumatized Mets fan? I look at the schedule for 2026.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, here's the good news. They don't play the Marlins at the end. But listen to this schedule and this potential minefield. September 11th, 12th, 13th, Yankees. Okay. Then we got the Orioles and Pete Alonso back. Okay. Then we got the Phillies and Zach Wheeler back. And then we have the Rangers and Jacob DeGrom. This has just gotten me so frantic right now, Evan. I need a little help.
Well, I'll make you feel better with this, Chris. And I know this is a very loser opinion to have, but I'll be honest with you. Let's just hope we're in a pennant race. Let's hope those games matter. Let's get to one step. And the first step is on September 11th, which is crazy to think it's going to be 25 years since that tragic day. But they are playing the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. You are right. Let us hope the Mets are right there. Because I don't know how many Mets fans are confident they will be.
Do they play the Orioles and Rangers all after September 11th?
Yes. So they play the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. they then come back to welcome in Pete Alonso on Monday, September 14th. That's why we've joked about that's the first Monday night football game of the season. Let's hope the Jets and Giants aren't playing, at least for my own selfishness. They play the Orioles, then they play the Phillies, and then they go to Texas on their final road trip of the year, where it's not just Jacob DeGrom, it's also Brandon Nimmo.
So just to reiterate, that caller is worried about something where the Jets and Giants will either be 1-0 or 0-1 by the time he has to worry about any of that.
That's correct, yes. We'll also be worried about the next hockey season and the next basketball season.
Can we calm down a little bit?
It's an observation, though.
Could you imagine, with everything everybody's got going on right now at this time of year, looking at the mid-September schedule, could you imagine?
I appreciate it. I appreciate that. Rich is in Oyster Bay. Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Evan, I actually played poker with your grandmother in Atlantic City.
Wow. That's awesome. And I believe it because, man, they loved AC.
No, years ago, and I got to tell you the story. I was talking to a guy from Philly and Boston, and we were talking about baseball. Your grandmother said you guys would love my grandson. Aww. And we're all like, oh, yeah, why is that? And she goes, oh, he loves baseball. His name is Evan Roberts. He's on the radio. I said,
wow.
What?
Look at that.
And then she talked about helping you with your book and all. Anyway, I actually had a point about Sean Marash being the hockey expert. I mean, clearly he is not.
I forgot Hasek was a starter with the Red Wings. What do you want me to tell you?
No, but I mean, you're also the typical Long Island Ranger fan.
What does that mean? That I like to have fun?
You're blinded by Henrik Lundqvist and the fact that he's never won anything.
And he's right.
Anything.
He's right. But I mean, he won a gold medal with Sweden.
But you sit there and you want to die on the sword for this guy. And I get it.
Do you think it was his talented? Fault that they didn't win? Like, do you guys not understand this? Dan Marino didn't win a Super Bowl, did he? Was he not better than a lot of quarterbacks that won Super Bowls?
Yeah, but he's not better than Marty Brodeur.
God
that's the
almighty.
Point.
Marty Brodeur played with the neutral zone trap in front of him.
Stop with that. He also won four Vezinas,
you're
man.
You're acting like I'm downgrading Marty Brodeur and saying he wasn't great. He's an all-time great. My point is...
Here's the problem.
Lundqvist wins the same cups with the Devils. He does. That's it. Argument over.
You do this a lot, and unfortunately with hockey, where I'll raise my hand, it's my weakest sport in knowledge, you say things that are blatantly untrue. And then just move on. Like yesterday, and I feel horrible about this. Like, I apologize to the hockey fans out there. He blatantly said Henrik has a gold medal. Marty doesn't. And Marty is two.
I don't think I said Marty doesn't. Actually,
you said Marty doesn't. And, like, I feel bad, but you say things
pull
that
the audio
are not
now.
True.
Pull the audio now because I said it. And within a second, I go, actually, I don't even know if he won or not. He may have. I said it.
He won two.
Okay. Great.
I'm so just letting you know that.
Okay, so and I said that on the air, so don't tell me that I was wrong.
But it's come on, you know about this. Once you put something out there, like, he didn't want a gold medal, and then what, a few minutes later? Maybe he won.
Connor, go tell Dan to pull it. It was within 3 seconds. He said, actually, I don't even know if he won or not, but it sounded good.
Do you have an approximate time on when you said that?
I have no idea. No idea. Dan will look it up.
So what are we pulling out of our rear?
And listen to the whole 4 hours?
But I know I'm right.
Bottom line is, you're not right. You said Marty didn't win a gold medal.
And within 3 seconds said, actually, I'm kidding. I have no idea if he did or not, but I'm backing up my line.
Bottom line is, you're wrong a lot.
Not more than you
especially
think.
Especially about hockey.
You guys have too much anti-Lundqvist stuff. It's actually sad.
James in Saddlebrook. What's up, James?
How you doing, Evan?
Good, man.
Just wondering, for someone
James,
to
James, you're breaking up. We got to go.
Why'd you just hang up on him?
He was breaking up. I couldn't hear.
That's not what happened. The subject line of James's call was, why is Sean always wrong about hockey?
And instead I couldn't of hear him. You can hear him?
Yes. Instead of taking the heat, you just hung up on him.
No, I couldn't hear him. That wasn't fair to the audience.
Tommy, I know you're leaving, but we have to figure out a new way where he can't control calls.
We got to tie his hands behind his
back. I mean, that is unfair. I don't do that with people who rip me. How about the woman yesterday who said, Evan, I caught you in a lie. We heard her out, and I had to answer for it. And I look like an idiot. And by the way, I own that. You literally hung up on someone who had a perfectly good phone line because you didn't want to be called out again by another hockey fan.
James, my bad. Call back. That was my headphone jack. I thought I couldn't hear you.
Going to blame a malfunction in his headphone. This is classic Sean. This is typical Sean. When he gets his feet to the fire, he runs and hides. He skips the podium. He deletes Twitter. He knocks up a loyal listener off the line.
He knocks up a loyal listener?
Did I say knocked up?
Yeah.
I meant, scratch it from the record. I meant knocked off. You really think I meant knocked up? Come on.
I'll say a lot of tough things about Sean today, but...
Sexy midnight fantasy.
Maybe you gave him an oil check, but you didn't knock him up. You knocked him off, which is a no-no in radio. You have to face the fire.
Connor, the other thing we have to learn from, I know how we can do this without tying his arms behind his back. You almost have to write the caller subject in code.
Ah.
So he doesn't know what's coming.
caller wants to talk about how much Sean knows about hockey.
Exactly. Exactly.
I would have let him go on forever.
Of course. But because Sean knew he was about to get ripped, he hung up on him, which is unbecoming of someone on this station.
Dude,
nobody
I'm
does that.
I'm sorry.
No one at this station does that.
Yeah?
No, name a host who does that. No one does that.
Why don't you listen January 5th at 2 o'clock?
Who does that? Craig didn't do that. Come
Craig.
On, I worked with him.
No way.
He would let
Craig
people
would never
go
do that.
On. He would actually go all the way with it and let the guy go until they were done.
Yeah,
and then usually he'd fight back with them, but...
Craig never pretended that people were talking to producers by the air.
That's different. That's a bit. That's very different.
That was a bit.
Hanging up on a caller before they could even say anything?
So gotta go.
Even if it is a bit, you're still ducking the caller because you've been caught several times that you don't know anything about hockey. Like, literally, you know nothing other than being a typical Long Island Ranger fan.
I didn't like that line.
Look, but that's what you are, though.
And then you call out a host who, honestly, like, if I'll say this about Craig, he probably would let that person ripping him go longer than anybody.
I just gave the example of what he does.
No, wait, you gave the worst example possible.
Look, the bottom line is this. Guys, we shouldn't be taking this many calls on hockey. And that's just what's
happening. He is a fraud and a complete liar.
Rough day for Sean.
Very.
Rough day for Sean.
Who's screening those calls back here?
Don't worry about that. Don't put any of the heat on what's going on back here.
Karl-Anthony Towns, Josh Hart, and Mitchell Robinson are out for tonight's game. So, 2 days after hoisting the cup, the Knicks are making business decisions. They are making maintenance decisions. Now, Cat and Hart are being listed with injuries. So, Karl-Anthony Towns is being listed with knee soreness. And Josh Hart is...
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands,
or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Being listed with rectus abdominis strain.
What was that first word?
Rectus abdominis strain. Abdominis strain. And Mitch is going ankle management back to back. So they're admitting with Mitch, which they've done all year, this is management issues. But either way, the New York Knicks, after winning a game that does not count in the standings, have decided to sit three of their important pieces in Cat, Josh Hart, and Mitchell Robinson. You guys, thoughts on this?
Well,
like, are we good? Are we no biggie?
I know Tommy probably more expanded thoughts. The Knicks play tomorrow.
So correct. It's a back-to-back.
It is a back-to-back, and yeah. It's probably more important to play the guys on the front end. They're banged up. But, I mean, look, this is going to come with the territory as long as this cup happens. But, Tommy, you're Mr. Nick.
Yeah, look, the Pacers stink. Let me be clear there. They stink. Doesn't mean they can't beat the Knicks tomorrow, and you play this audio
tonight.
Back. I mean, tonight. No, play the audio back tomorrow
gotcha.
When I say the Pacers stink.
Gotcha.
So I understand that this probably would have happened or could have happened anyway, even without the cup, because you're playing a back-to-back, and you'd rather have your guys tomorrow against the Sixers. That being said, you just played a game the other night that didn't count. This game does count. If you lose out on the one seed, which I want, and I think the Knicks should get the number one seed, and that should be the goal. If you lose out on the one seed by one game because you rested your guys off the cup,
that's the problem.
To me, that's an issue.
And keep this in mind about Indiana. They're awful, but they've like split their last eight games. They're 4-4 in their last eight games. Not to go nuts about it, but they've played better after a brutal start in which they were 3-16 or 2-16, whatever they were. The issue is what you just said. Like, that game the other night was fun. We all enjoyed it, and it was a nice accomplishment. Even if it isn't the ultimate accomplishment, it's an accomplishment. To have that affect a game that does count in the standings is a problem. That's it. That's my opinion on it. And quite frankly, if that game counted for something in the standings, I'd have less of an issue with it because it would be your typical, hey, it's the NBA and you're playing for the 82 or the 83 in this case.
Right.
But because that game didn't count and you chose to play Mitchell Robinson in big minutes of the fourth quarter of a game that does not count in terms of the standings, that's my issue. Because I agree with you, Tommy. Like, the standings matter more than a glorified exhibition. And the Knicks are telling you they disagree with you.
Right. Like, I would argue almost this is worse than hanging the banner. Like, I'd rather have the banner up there and the guys playing tonight and trying to get the number one seed and winning regular season games. Again, you're playing a 6-win Indiana Pacer team, so in all likelihood, you're going to win the game anyway. The point is, you're still resting guys off a game that didn't count. And that's the issue with the cup and the cup final, because it should count for something.
And if it did, I think we'd have less of an issue with it, because we'd say, all right, it's just typical right. NBA, like you're resting guys, which I don't have an issue with. Like, I think resting, and I've always defended this as a passionate thing, like my goal is to win an NBA championship. And if I believe having maintenance on Mitchell Robinson, who we see is so important to their chances, then I'm all for it. Like, I apologize if you bought tickets and went to the game that night. It's happened to all of us. I got to put the greater good ahead of anything. So I'm not against maintenance days. I'm against treating a game that did not count in the standings with a higher regard than a game that does.
Also, kind of a bad job by Mike Brown here. You sit these guys next week for a game if they need a day.
I agree with you. It wouldn't look bad.
It wouldn't look bad to sit them in the immediate. And I understand they're playing a back-to-back, and I think that's part of this. The immediacy of this just looks terrible for the NBA. It just does. You gotta hide the maintenance days.
100%. By the way, I felt so much worse yesterday because I go home, chilling, I'm watching some videos, and I see more in-depth ideas about the NBA bringing the cup finals to these college basketball arenas, which I genuinely thought was my idea. And it wasn't. And I got called out for it. So I again apologize.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, the more I heard it, the more I'm still excited about it because I think it is a great idea, even if it wasn't originally mine.
But if that you should just feel good that you had an idea that others deem is a good idea. Look
that's
at it that
true.
Way.
But I should have said it like a week earlier so I could have felt somewhat smart.
Evan, if you've learned anything from me, it's just always admit when you're wrong.
Yeah, I've very much learned that. Let us go to the guy whose subject line is Sean Morash is a hockey genius and is also extremely handsome.
Oh, that's nice.
By the way, Connor, maybe a little too over the top. But
you think that's a little bit too much?
Why, you don't think he's serious?
John in Oxford, Connecticut. Hey, John.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Sean, you know, you are the hockey guy of this group.
Thank you.
So I need to ask you. Because you've been making this observation because you keep on saying it's with your eyes, right?
Which observation?
What you're seeing with your eyes. as far as who your greatest goalie is, as far as Lundqvist. Who, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Who do you feel is the greatest goalie you have ever seen with your eyes?
Patrick Waugh.
Okay, why?
Because my eyes told me he was the greatest goalie I've ever seen.
Okay, so for you, it's just his technique and how he does his job.
Sure.
Nothing to do statistically.
Yeah, again, I'm probably punishing Brodeur a little bit because of the neutral zone trap.
A little bit? I mean, basically denouncing everything he's accomplished.
No, but I'm not. That's the, you guys go like the other way around. I think he's a top five goalie of all time. I think you guys are actually undervaluing Henrik Lundqvist because he didn't win a cup. I think that's what actually this has become.
Let's get to what matters. During the last segment that we were on, Sean denied that he said Marty Brodeur never won a gold medal, and then he quickly fixed it.
Yes, I did.
And he screamed at Connor to pull up the audio, providing no like data point of when in the show this happened. I found it during the last commercial break.
This is why you're the new executive producer of the Evan Antique Show.
Thank you. And that's not a knock on Connor. You have to go not to our equipment, but you've got to go to podcast equipment and just search words. So I'm about to play to you the moment where Sean Morash absolutely said that Marty Brodeur had never won a gold medal, and you will hear what followed. And we can all judge, was this a correction by Sean or a non-correction? Take a listen.
It's very sad, especially when they attack such an all-time great like Marty Brodeur.
I mean, he won an Olympic gold medal, Brodeur didn't.
Okay. Yeah, well, Brodeur might have actually.
You mumbled a correction that
said,
no one can actually hear.
I said Brodeur might have actually. I don't remember.
Brodeur might have actually.
You can only can hear that
because Brodeur I didn't want to. Okay, so that's a little radio.
You mumbled. You did not correct yourself. You went like this. Watch this. What can I say that's not true? Hold on, let me think about this. Tommy is a generational talent.
No, he actually is.
Like, I mean,
and I heard you. He actually isn't. So what I like to do is see, this is something I've had to learn.
You
mumbled. You didn't even offer, like, and the caller was talking. Like, that's not a correction.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you. I oftentimes, one of my biggest pet peeves that I self-diagnose with myself is I'm very quick to talk over people and I don't let them finish. And I realized in real time, as that caller was going, Brodeur might have, he's still going. You know, it doesn't
Brodeur
matter.
Actually,
so I was telling you Brodeur might have, I don't remember, but then I realized who needs to hear me talking over. So that's a good job by me in two ways. I corrected myself and I also realized that's not fair to the caller.
Connor, did Sean Morash correct himself on the radio?
No, because he would have had to say it loud and clear and not mumble it in a way where it's clear he didn't want anyone to really hear that he might have been wrong.
Thank you, Connor. Tommy, do you agree with that sentiment?
I sure do.
Okay. So you didn't correct yourself.
Brodeur might have actually.
I was wrong in forgetting that Marty Brodeur won gold medals. The only Olympics I really cared about watching was the one Lundqvist won.
Okay. Let's go to James in Massapequa Park. Hey, James.
Hey, Evan. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I got to talk to the hockey expert real quick because he's spreading the misinformation about my man Jack Hughes. The Devils were not at Frank Ntilik's birthday party. He just so happened to be at the same restaurant. Although I think he might be a stalker because he was friends with the restaurant owner.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure that he was on Spit and Chicklets. And he said that Jack wasn't even there when they took the picture. Him and Luke were gone.
Interesting. Wait, who said that on Spitting Chicklets, though? Was that Jack or Frank?
Frank.
Oh, Frank the Tank said
Frank.
That. Okay. Huh, interesting.
Yes. I mean, I will say he's also the ultimate mush. And I know you experienced this with his Mets fandom.
Yeah. So we love Frank. So this is now turning into the story sounded greater than the actuality of it, which is that, yes, Frank was celebrating his birthday, and yes, Jack Hughes and the Devils happened to be in the same restaurant, but it wasn't like they were there for Frank's party. Is that the claim now?
Okay, so that might be the claim. Can I just give you honestly what I think happened? This was so catastrophic and really not his fault made Frank look so bad that he could be in the building, his birthday party, and the star of the Devils gets hurt. I think this is Frank backtracking a little bit and trying to find a way to make the story sound better. Personally.
Yeah, and look, the reality is, I think we were also, like, making the story sound worse.
Of course, because it's not actually Frank's fault.
Jack Hughes suffered a weird, kind of random injury, and it has some association with Frank the Tank.
Yeah.
Who, fair or not, is like, created, like, oh, he's such a mush.
Of course.
Which he's not. He's not a mush. He's just a very passionate, over-the-top fan.
He's actually authentically a great guy, too.
No, and I know, and every time I've interacted with Frank, like, that's who he is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he puts it on. I have one issue with Frank, and we haven't fully sorted it out yet,
which is that I ran into Frank a few years ago at Citi Field, and the first thing he came over to talk to me about wasn't the Mets. It was the Nets, because we both shared that. And somewhere along the lines, Frank dumped the Nets and became a Knicks fan. And that bothers me. And I don't know why it happened. He's told me before, I'll explain it someday. We'll get into it. I've never gotten into it with him. But honestly, there's nothing he could say. Like, if you're a Nets fan and then all of a sudden you just quit on them and become a Knicks fan, like, there's nothing you could tell me. Like, you quit. You left.
Well,
it's hurtful, man. I love Frank, but that hurts.
It does hurt. I would actually love to know Frank's reasoning, because Frank just lives in the misery of his other teams. Why give up the misery of the Nets?
I don't get that. Why go to the Knicks? Like, why a team that could actually win? Yeah. Let's go to David in the Bronx. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to ask a couple about the Knicks. Number one, what are the chances we get Dante DiVincenzo back? Also think it's a shame that they did not put the banner up. I think if we don't win another championship in my lifetime, I think it would be nice to see a championship. And if the Lakers are going to do it, and everyone's winning all this money, I don't get why. I think it's Dolan with the league, has something to do with the league, because it's a shame that they didn't do it.
So I think you may be right that sometimes people make decisions that we like, but they don't make them for the same reasons we feel that way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think it is absolutely on the table that James Dolan's decision to not fly the rafter. The rafter?
Jeez, the banner.
Fly the banner
and
in the rafter.
You don't fly it, you hang the banner.
Hang the banner could have something to do with he is the renegade owner of the NBA. He's the one who sued the Toronto Raptors. He's the one who votes against everything the league puts up. So it could be a renegade move by Dolan. And I don't think necessarily like we're cheering that on. I think what Knicks fans were cheering on was, hey, let's not honor a midseason tournament. Let's honor the real thing. But the good news for our last caller, for anyone who wants a banner, is I think the card is subject to change based on what happens this season.
Absolutely.
If they get to, forget win a championship, they get to the NBA Finals. We're all good with an Eastern Conference Finals banner. If they threw up another banner for the Atlantic Division title, which they're inevitably going to win, and the Cup, like, are we really going to be upset about it?
Right.
I don't think so.
They could have one giant banner ceremony at the Eastern Conference, Atlantic Division, NBA Finals, NBA Cup. Throw them all up there. Let's go.
Yeah. No, they could. So I think it really has to do with what happens next. As far as Dante DiVincenzo is concerned, what I wonder about is what the cost would be in terms of giving back to Minnesota. Like, what is it going to have to look like for them to pull off a trade like this? Because obviously you need to make the numbers work. And when you look at how much money he is making, like, I don't know how it fits. He's making 11.9. So isn't, like, Mitch almost the perfect guy to make that number work? And are you making that trade?
Yeah. I would not. And I want Devo back, but I can't trade Mitchell Robinson. No way.
So I'm working it, like, in my head. All right, so he's at 11.9. What kind of contract? Now, obviously, you got to make Minnesota want to do it, would be sent back. I mean, okay, Deuce McBride's at 4.3, so I guess you could put him together with a Yabusele and make the money work. Would you be open to Deuce being involved in a trade for Dante DiVincenzo?
Give me that one more time for me to digest.
Forget Yabusele. I'm just making the money work. With Deuce McBride being the key piece back to Minnesota, would you be intrigued in that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
All right. Because I think, like, just looking at their salary structures and looking at the roster and looking at what they have to offer, logic would tell me that that's what would have to be.
And stylistically on the court, I think that's the only proper fit. You can't give up Mitch with the rebounding.
No, I understand that. I'm just, when I hear the trade rumors in the NBA, I go right to, okay, how do the numbers work? How does the cap work? What am I giving Minnesota? I haven't watched the Timberwolves enough to know exactly why they're dealing DiVincenzo and what they would need back. So that's the element to this.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, we all would love Dante DiVincenzo back. Like, why wouldn't you want it? But how do you make it work? Yeah. And you're saying officially no to Mitch for DiVincenzo.
Yeah, I can't trade Mitchell Robinson. He's too much of an X factor on the boards and defensively.
What if in a separate trade you're bringing in Andre Drummond?
That would help. I'd be more intrigued
by that.
Like,
you're going to replace Mitch, and you're going to do it in a different way.
Yeah, I'd be more intrigued by that. But Mitch is, like, the best offensive rebounder in the NBA. So
I understand.
Drummond is not, although he does have similar skill sets. Yeah. No, he does. I want DiVincenzo back so bad.
How are you getting him back, though?
The same way I got Mikal Bridges. I just wished it into existence. Remember you told me it couldn't happen, and somehow it did?
No, but you
ultimately couldn't make it work, but somehow it did? That's how I'm hoping this
You made it work
goes.
By paying the Piper.
I know.
I never thought the Nets would accept the Piper paying. I'm just asking what would make that. Like, I'm just looking at the Knicks roster, and to me, it's got to be either Mitch or Deuce. Like, one of those guys would have to be in the deal. I'm using logic here.
No, you're right.
Obviously,
there's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Could I be wrong? I'm wrong a lot about these trades. I'm just trying to rationalize. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out.
And Mitch or Deuce would be paying the piper. I wouldn't trade Mitchell Robb. I don't want to trade Deuce either, but if you had to give me the choice of the two, I would trade Deuce.
Okay.
The Wolves are just sitting there asking, how are we going to do this trade?
Doug is in Connecticut. Hey, Doug.
Hey, good evening, guys. Happy holidays to all of you and your families.
Thanks. You too.
And I just want to tell you that I'm calling to give Sean some very sound advice.
Good. He needs it.
He's a very recognizable guy, being on this show and, you know, in the tri-state area. And in the future, I would advise him to never go out to dinner anywhere in the tri-state area. Because when he orders and the waiter or waitress goes in the kitchen and says, hey, we're making this up for Sean Morash, you're going to hear Hawk Tua by everybody in that kitchen staff. It's not going to be pretty.
Well, that's
he's
not
much
right.
Better. He's much better off leaving the tri-state area when he goes out to dinner.
Doug, here's the problem. I'm a big-time over-tipper at dinner. Like, beyond.
They're not going to know that until the Tua has been hawked.
My local restaurants know it. So no hawk tooing. My wedge salad. Hey, thanks, SNY. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac, coming up next on SNY. Now I'm scared to get pizza. Evan is in Carmel, New York. What's up, Evan?
Yeah, hey, guys. Look, I have two problems with this take about the Knicks holding these players out tonight. And here's my number one problem. Number one, if this was last year and it was Tom Thibodeau doing this, okay? And but Tom Thibodeau instead played those guys. Karl-Anthony Towns coming off an injured night, and it's a start of back-to-back. We'd all be killing him for doing that decision. Number two, if we, the second thing is, doesn't matter. They would probably do this down the road anyway. So you're complaining about, oh, if we don't get the one seed by one game, all right? Well, if he didn't do it tonight, he would have probably done it next week or the week before. And I don't care about...
Ow. I'm glad you saved yourself on
That's
that.
A great job.
Now, it was great passion, Evan. Here's where I differ with you. If there was no NBA Cup and the Knicks did not play, like they had lost in the previous round to Orlando, so they did not play for the last couple of days. It feels like weeks since I've seen the Nets play. And they came out and played this Thursday game against Indiana. Cat's playing. And he's probably playing tomorrow, too. Maybe Mitch still sits because I think they've been very careful with him. And I don't think they eventually pay the piper. Like, I kind of disagree with you. And I know there's no way for me to prove that, just like there's no way for you to prove that. But I do think you're being a little naive if you don't think the cup game from two nights ago has a bearing on these guys sitting.
Of course
it does have a bearing. And ultimately, look, this may not matter. In fact, it's likely to not matter. You know how it doesn't matter? They win tonight. If they win tonight, it's dead. We'll never bring it up again. If they lose tonight, it still may not matter based on how things finish in the standing.
Right.
It would only matter if they finish a game behind Detroit or a game behind Orlando, wherever they finished. So there's a really good chance, Ev, this is a conversation we're having on December 18th, and it disappears because it turns out to not matter. But it could matter.
What do you think the five guys on the back end of the Knicks bench prefer? That they played the other night or play tonight?
Oh, they preferred they played last night. They made a ton of money. And maybe exactly. The players feel that way, too.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's a factor.
I don't disagree about the players. I'm talking about the fans. And I think where you would have eased the fans off is by saying there was something on the line Tuesday. And if there was something on the line Tuesday, then we would have been like, okay, that was worth it.
You move up a seed, then nobody cares if they're not playing.
Agree. We would say, hey, that game was more important. I'm glad everybody played that game because it had more value.
Yeah, the frustration is not like, oh, Tibbs, if he did this, we would crush him, or Mike Brown, this, that, and the other. It's the league. The game the other night didn't matter, and now you're resting players in a game that does matter. And if they lose the game and they lose out on the one seed by a game, Evan and others and myself are going to point to that and say, you know what? The Cup screwed us.
Jay is in Floral Park. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So, I mean, you go to the Met games, right? Season ticket holder. You notice that every other seat, somebody's wearing a jersey of some player,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who's going to buy jerseys for guys who are on the team for 2 years?
They're not. You know, they're not. They're going to sell a lot less jerseys this year.
Exactly right. That's my point. And that's extra money that that they're not bringing in.
You know what? I'm going to pause on that. There is actually, because there's a jersey I'm thinking of buying already.
Ooh.
Nolan McLean.
Oh,
I was so impressed by him. He was so much fun to watch. Like, Nolan McLean may get me to buy a jersey. And that's the point. Like, I think that the younger players have a chance to be jersey sellers. So if you're asking me right now, are people going to run out and buy Jorge Polanco jerseys? Probably not. Are they going to run out and buy Nolan McLean jerseys based on his success from this past year and certainly the hype coming into this season? Yeah. But he's right. Like, Even Cody Bellinger. And I, the more I think about it, the more I don't think they're going to sign Cody Bellinger. I've admitted I have flip-flopped on that.
Yeah.
But let's say they did sign Cody Bellinger. Are people going to run out and buy Cody Bellinger jerseys?
Yeah. And also, aren't you still just buying the Soto jerseys?
Yeah. I mean, you could buy the guys at like Lindor, Soto. You just keep buying those. Or the young guys I mentioned. But Pete Alonso was a very popular jersey. Same with Brandon Nemo.
For sure.
Like, maybe the most popular modern Met jersey was Pete Alonso.
McLean will be the next guy. You're right about that.
Yes. But that's how they'll make it up. But look, if you're worried about the Met revenue is going to go down this year. They're not going to sell as many tickets. The only way they can save that is by getting off to a great start. But by that point, I think it'll be too late in terms of matching last year's attendance. Like, I can tell you right now, they're not matching last year's attendance.
They might make less money in parking, too, but more on that in April.
What do you mean?
This construction.
Yeah, I mean, I my guess is the same amount of people are going to try to park that would have tried to park either way.
Okay.
It's just that it's going to be more of a pain in the ass. That would be my guess on that.
Longer walks?
Well, that means you're parking off-site, and then you're not giving the Mets or whomever money.
Little marina parking.
I got a lot of secrets on that. I don't know if I should reveal them, though.
This is one, Evan, where I'd hold off if you got
hold
secrets.
Off on the street parking secrets of City Field?
Yeah, whatever hotel you're parking at in Corona and walking across the Grand Central, I'd hold off.
Not parking at a hotel. I'm talking about parking on the street. I'm a street parker. That's right. I do it at Yankee Stadium. I do it at Barclays Center. Big time street parker, and I know all the secrets, but every time I open up my mouth about secrets, I get angry emails from people that know the secrets and say, why are you spilling the beans?
You just nailed it. If somebody emails you, you could say it to them on the side. Don't do it on the radio.
Okay.
I think that's the best way to go about it. That way you're a man of the people, but not just like being a snitch and blurting it out.
It's not being a snitch.
It's being a snitch.
I learned the secrets myself. It's not like someone told me.
No, but you're snitching it out now to where now others can get it. And then you end up screwing, you know, you or... Maybe someone else knows about that spot, sure. And you're snitching out the spot.
No, I'm over. I get that other people know about it, but my point to you is all of the secret parkings that I've learned about from the Bronx and Queens and Brooklyn, I learned it through experience. I learned it through trial and error. I didn't learn it because somebody came down from the skies and said, Evan, park on this street. No, I figured it out. You know, I'm a New Yorker. That's what we all do. We figure crap out. And so if I decide to reveal secrets I learned on my own, I'm really not snitching. I'm being nice. Because I learned it. No one told me.
You can start charging people to give out your secrets.
Yeah, I would just be very careful, Evan. Very careful.
Oh, this guy's telling me to be careful.
Snitches get stitches.
This is the guy who doesn't want to tip anybody.
Are you kidding? I'm an over-tipper at restaurants.
Sanitation workers are lazy. Isn't that what you said earlier?
I didn't say they were lazy.
Yes, you did. You said all they do is press buttons. I think they're the hardest working New Yorkers.
I said town of Islip sanitation.
I mean, they're up there. They're not past NYPD at FDNY, but you know what I mean. They're right towards the top. They're in the top tier of New Yorkers. I love all of you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.